Word of mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, Science Left Behind. A pair of scientists say the left is guilty of ignoring evidence that challenges its sacred cows, from overpopulation to GMOs. And TV ads that speak directly to you. Really, addressable advertising is now making the leap from the web to your living room. But first, an update on a political issue that some charge is an emerging threat against civil rights. Voter ID laws. Last week, the Justice Department approved New Hampshire's new law requiring voters to present a valid photo ID at the polls or to sign an affidavit attesting to their identity in order to vote. The Republican-led legislature overrode a veto by Governor John Lynch to pass the measure. It will be in effect on Election Day in November. Josh Rogers, NHPR senior political reporter, is here with more on what New Hampshire voters can expect. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here, Virginia.
Is there a history of rampant voter fraud in New Hampshire?
Not that's been documented. The most conclusive look took place in 2009 when the state tried to verify the identities of people who had registered at the polls in 2008 without showing a photo ID to do so, those people who essentially signed an affidavit. And that was 201 people out of 76,775. The state sent letters to those 201 people. 10 of those were returned as undeliverable. The state then tracked down those 10 and determined that they had, in fact, voted legitimately. Certainly those findings didn't do much to, quell the suspicions of a lot of conservative activists who do believe voter fraud is rampant and that is simply not enforced. And so, they point to things as recently as in the last go-around when, James O'Keefe, conservative activist, sent in camera crews and asked people to ask for ballots of people who had been deceased who were still on the rolls. And so, the bottom line is this remains a divisive issue and it tends to break long party lines.
But here in New Hampshire, after the House overrode the veto, the voter ID measure still required Justice Department approval. Apparently, New Hampshire is one of a group of states that require a federal stamp on election laws. Now, why is that?
Well, that's because during the 1968 presidential elections, there was very low voter turnout in a handful of towns. At that time, New Hampshire had a literacy requirement for voting. So those two things triggered the concern of the federal government. It's why New Hampshire is the lone non-Southern state subject to the Voting Rights Act. So that's why.
Again, primary day, no ID is going to be required, but apparently on Election Day in November, it will be. What can voters expect?
Well, voters will be asked to show ID. For now, as you say, a range of IDs will be acceptable, including student IDs. If you don't have an ID, you can still sign an affidavit and vote. But that's going to change in the next elections.
Okay, so how does New Hampshire's voter ID law compare with other states that have passed similar laws?
Well, in the iteration that's going to be in effect in November, it's more lenient than a lot of states in that you still can vote without an ID if you sign an affidavit. But, come municipal elections in 2013, you will need an ID and it has to be state issued and college IDs aren't going to cut it.
Josh, thanks so much for the little rundown there.
You're welcome, Virginia.
NHPR senior political reporter and senior news editor Josh Rogers. The NHCLU Vote 2012 is a new smartphone app designed to help New Hampshire voters understand the law and to guide them through the polling process. It was designed with the help of the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union and several others, including Buzz Scher. He's chair of the International Criminal Law and Justice Programs at the UNH Law School. Buzz, great to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
So anyone with a smartphone can download the app?
Right now, we're in the beta testing phase. Right now, anyone with an iPhone, we're still going through the process of getting approval for the version that works on an Android, but that should be happening shortly.
How does it work?
Well, basically, you can go to the polls, and if you're getting problems from the people at the polls or you're challenged by a Republican or a Democratic party member about your right to vote and you're confused, you can call the Attorney General's hotline while you're at the polls and try and get it resolved. Or you can video a copy of your encounter with the poll official and email it to the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, or you can send an email about what's going on to the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, and they will work to resolve it either by calling the Attorney General's office or some other mechanism. So it gives people who are having problems at the polls it's like a voter empowerment tool. It gives them a more immediate recourse.
Is it legal to take photos or video at a polling place?
It's legal to video public officials performing public duties. It wouldn't be legal probably for people to video other people voting or their ballot, but it's certainly legal for people to videotape public officials performing public duties.
Do you worry that only smartphone owners can use it? I mean, is that a demographic most affected by voter ID laws?
Yes and no. Yes, we worry about this only addressing a portion of the problem. I think students are one of the groups that's affected a great deal by photo ID laws. I think the elderly are affected by photo ID laws, and minority populations are affected. I think the elderly are not a smartphone crowd as a general rule. Students are very much a smartphone crowd. And we have some evidence that minority populations tend to be high users of smartphones. So it's not a perfect solution, but I think it will make some progress, particularly with students.
I did notice a Facebook post over the weekend about a voter ID requirement highway sign posted in Newmarket, New Hampshire. Now, the person on Facebook was challenging this, and is that actually legal to say it's required to bring an ID? On a highway sign, I guess.
Well, you can say what you want on the highway sign. It's an incorrect highway sign. You don't have to bring an ID. And you don't even have to bring the state of the law in New Hampshire as of November, you can bring an expired out-of-state driver's license, and that will function as a sufficient photo ID, because all the ID needs to do is show that the person who's registered to vote is the person standing in front of the polling official.
So how does new technology like this app, how do you think that's going to affect voting in the future?
I think it will empower voters. In that they will be more inclined to go to the polls because they know if they get hassled, they'll have a recourse. They won't just get turned away. They can get a quicker recourse. And I think that's going to be very powerful going forward.
Well, Buzz, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Buzz Scher, chair of the International Law and Justice Programs at UNH Law School. Now, if you want to see more on the NHCLU Vote 2012 app or find out more on the law or just download the app, you can find a link at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, coming up, a Maine musician is not letting the economy get her down, at least not yet. We'll meet her when Word of Mouth continues.